It's episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
of the Club Penguin Podcast.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Club Penguin Podcast. I'm Peter.
And I'm Emilio, and we'll be your hosts for today. Well, it's been a long run since our last episode, 2 months. And, well, bad luck kinda loves us. My computer broke down, so we're doing this on Peter's, and so many problems got in the way. Vacations, so forth. So, here's your episode 10 anniversary special. We're gonna look back on the 10 episodes and basically do a normal episode of the Club Penguin Podcast.
Let's get into the news.
So for those of you who have been on our site, you notice that it hasn't been updated lately because my computer's down. But in the meantime, you can go to the poll page where we have 5 different polls which you can vote on. Currently, there's over 200 votes, so keep voting and we'll announce the results at the end of the show.
Well, we have, like, which Puffle is the best, which game is the most fun, which igloo is the best, all that stuff.
And also, we added a new page called Downloads, where if you have a Mac, you can download 2 widgets for our podcast, and we have our Club Penguin Podcast logo, which you can use for anything. And so, basically, when you're on the site, check out the new videos, because we just added the clothing contest submission video. For all of you guys who submitted the clothing contest, it's up on the site, and we'll be announcing the winners at the end of the show today.
Make sure you click on our sponsors' ads on our website, because we really need the money.
The repair on my computer is $200, so the only way I can fix that is for you guys to support the show by clicking those ads on our site. And don't forget, the website is clubpenguinpodcast.com. Go check it out. And also, don't forget to go to the blog. That's also being updated a lot, and very little people of you are going to it, and we work on it a lot. So, because Peter was on vacation, he never really got to see the Easter or the April Fool's party. So I'm going to quickly talk about the Easter party. Basically, 8 eggs were hidden, and if you found all 8 of the eggs, you got the green bunny ears. They're bringing back the same gift every year.
I know. I mean, they've had pink ones.
Blue.
Green.
So basically, Club Penguin needs new Easter egg items, but the best egg was actually the egg in the dojo, which was a ninja. Hint, hint. I don't know, they've been talking about ninjas this whole time in Club Penguin, but it's never happened.
Yeah, I mean, what's with the ninja? I mean, are you going to become a ninja? Like, fight a ninja? I don't know, do they, like, do something bad? Are they good? You never know. I just think they should either come out with it or give it up.
Yeah. And moving on in the news, the St. Patrick's Day party was, I would have to say, decent. It was kind of like last year's. They whipped out the same decoration. The only difference was this big parade around Club Penguin. But other than that, the free items were a giant hat, and that was it. So it was a good party. One more addition to the parties, but nothing really special. Now when we talk about the April Fool's party, that was the best party ever. No joke. April Fool's party was awesome. Because the 2 items were swirly glasses and a propeller hat. I actually don't blame Club Penguin for bringing back the propeller hat because a lot of people miss that and it's a really cool item.
Yeah, I mean, the glasses are like actually really cool. And everyone's like, oh, where's the propeller hat? Where'd you get the propeller hat? And you could find out where to get the propeller hat.
Now, really cool. My favorite place was the iceberg. That was basically just a glass of water with ice in it. That's basically how it looked. And also, if you went on the Club Penguin Improvement Project test site, you were a green puffle for April Fool's. So that was pretty cool. But you couldn't do it on normal Club Penguin.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. I mean, like, the lighthouse was all, like, colored in, and the iceberg was, like, a glass of water with ice in it. I mean, they just don't do that anymore, so it's, like, kind of weird, but, you know, something different.
And also, the coffee shop was drawn. Basically, the town and every other place in Club Penguin was either drawn or sketched. And if you wanted to get the pin, you connected the dots at the mine shack, and you got the crayon pin.
Yeah, I didn't really like the coloring in bit because it was like such a bad coloring job. You couldn't even like see where we were going in the coffee shop. So that was a little bit of a bad idea. But otherwise, it was a pretty good party.
And everywhere was completely colored. This was the biggest party ever. The only thing the same was as last year is they whipped out the same dojo, which was a sketch dojo with a giant pencil. And this party included every room in Club Penguin. So let's move on to the newest thing of all.
Rock Opera Ship has been rebuilt, and I'm glad to see that.
Yeah, but the only problem is now is how do we get Rock Opera back? And there is a firework flinger at the beach. It's a good idea, but I think there's going to be, like, if 1,000 penguins, like, fling the flares, it will get Rock Opera to come back. But it'll be a while until Rock Opera comes back.
And it could be 3,000 penguins, because it is called, like, the Flare 3,000 or something. So you never know. I mean, it could be something to that, or we could be totally off.
And also, since the Migrators rebuilt, there's no need for Aqua Grabbers, so they updated it. And I personally think you can get now 500 coins if you beat the game, but there are still no new levels, so the game's over in 5 minutes. The difference between the old Aqua Grabber and the new one is there are clams scattered all over the level, and you can't make a sound, not even open your hatch, until they fall asleep, their mouths open, you see a pearl, and you grab the pearl. And once you get all 5 pearls, down by the place where air comes out underground, you'll see this pit. Go down to the pit, you'll see this treasure chest. Grab the treasure chest, go back up, make sure not to touch any fish, and even the giant mullet is there, and drop it in the net, and you'll be done with a total of 500 coins.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they updated it, made it a little bit harder, because after about 3 or 4 times, it gets pretty boring. But good update, still need a new level.
Well, there's a new play at the stage, Quest for the Golden Puffle.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like an Indiana Jones thing. I mean, we always say this about each play. It's kind of like, it's one of this, one of that.
Actually, since Disney took over, the last play was High School Musical, and now this one's been related to National Treasure.
Yeah, or something like that. So, it's kind of funny how Disney comes in and makes a play at the stage. I mean, it's not such a bad play.
This is actually one of the good ones compared to, like, the High School Musical one.
Yeah.
The Shakespeare one. But there are some good things in the catalog.
So there's a new catalog at the stage, and it's not that bad. I mean, first off, you've got, like, an Alaska's Explorer hat. Definitely not for guys on Club Penguin, even probably
but
girls
it's a new
don't
wig.
Really like it. Yeah, it's not bad, but I don't know, connected to a hat, it's kind of weird.
My favorite is the supply bag, because that's never been in Club Penguin before, and it looks really cool, but there's 2 things that have been on Club Penguin before. The lasso, they just put that in the catalog, and the safari hat. So, continuing on the rest of the catalog.
The Pharaoh costume, I mean,
it's expensive.
Yeah, 800 bucks is, I mean, 800 coins is a lot for a Club Penguin clothing item, but, you know, it's kind of fun. Or the Pharaoh headdress. The
Crook and Fail. If you want to get the complete Pharaoh set, that's going to cost you upwards of 1,600 coins. So, expensive stuff if you want to get stuff on the stage.
But good to show off with, I think.
Yeah. I've noticed the clothing prices have gone up a lot lately because it's easier for people in Club Penguin to make coins now. There's also the mummy costume, which is really cool, and only 600 coins for an all-over costume. And finally, there's one new pin. It's a pyramid.
And I think it's in the book room above the coffee shop.
Yeah, and Rock Hopper's journal has also been added to the book room. So that's cool. You can just read the last few things that happened. It's not really anything interesting, but yeah, his book was added to the book room. For those of you who have not gone to our blog and heard about Club Penguin Improvement Project, it's really cool. Over the last course of the last month, there have been many improvements to Club Penguin Underground. Test servers were released for faster, better servers where all, you could go on as a penguin. And they basically gave you 20,000 coins just for joining the servers. And there's a new website actually coming out today. We're making this when the website's down, because whenever we go to the website, it says, sorry, the website's being rebuilt. come back later, but it looks really cool in the sneak previews that we have on the Club Penguin Improvement blog. It looks more interactive and friendly and not so clogged up. And also, they revamped their logo. They took away Waddle Around and Meet New Friends from underneath the logo and just made it a bit more simpler. So, what do you have to think about CPIP?
I mean, they always need to make improvements on Club Penguin, and this is a pretty big one. I mean, I don't go on the site all that often, I just play the game, but occasionally I do, and it's always good when they make good improvements, new servers, faster, I mean, that's all you really want.
And after April 14th is when the site is getting launched, and we're recording it that day. Over the course of the next month, quote, new features will be coming out in Club Penguin, said by Billy Bob, and they will distribute a special gift to everyone who joined the test servers through these new features. I'm thinking, biggest thing, penguin trading.
Maybe, yeah, that'd be pretty cool, old items for new items.
It's what everyone needs. We've been wanting this since Club Penguin started, and also the ability to change your email.
Yeah, or sell stuff to people. I don't know, all sorts of that stuff. I mean, it'd be a humongous improvement, think how many other things, but, you know, Club Penguin, if you've got your stuff, someone else doesn't have it, it's kind of annoying, and someone, you can sell it to them for money. It'd be pretty cool.
It'd be a new way to make money, because I'm sure lots of people would want to buy old stuff that they didn't have when they joined for lots of money, and also new graphics, too, so that would be good, because Club Penguin's just been 2D, and maybe they'll really revamp up the graphics in the next month to be more fun, more interactive. That, we were talking about this on the last show, the more interactiveness of Club Penguin, maybe they'll do that, so your Puffles actually know you.
Yeah, I mean, Puffles, you know, you've got to have them, they're great, but they pretty much, like we said, waddle around, eat, you feed them, spend coins on them, you can take them for a walk, but they just come with you, I mean, if they make a good improvement, I'll really be happy with Club Penguin.
Now we're done with the news and let's hit the reviews.
Ice fishing has made an improvement and for the good. Last time on the other episode 9, we were talking about card surface improvement, and for us, it was for the bad. But this time, it's definitely for the good.
Yep. You get almost double the coins now. Someone emailed us with 420 coins on ice fishing, and this was the first game that ever came out in Club Penguin, and it's been there for 3 years without a single improvement. So this basically upgraded it really well because you get much more coins now. First, you have to go to the sport shop and buy the new fishing rod for 200 coins. So worth it because in your first game, you'll get, I don't know, double that amount of coins. Only problem is, non-members cannot buy the new fishing rod, so they can't play the new ice fishing. This is kind of disappointing. This is the one thing that's exclusively for members, and we wanted more exclusive stuff for members, but not exactly this.
Yeah, I mean, it might be annoying if you're a non-member, you can't get the new game and everything for ice fishing. So for them, it's pretty much the same thing. But, you know, if you play Club Penguin after a while, I started to get really bored that when I wasn't a non-member, and I almost thought of quitting. But then, one day, my mom said I could be a member, and Club Penguin came about 20 times more fun. So if you're a non-member out there, if you're starting and you think it's okay, then maybe not spend the $5 a month on being a member. But if you're starting to like it, don't worry, because being a member is way better.
Okay, so let's actually go into telling the people how to do the new ice fishing. Basically, new gray fish, new fishing rod. Now, the gray fish are harder to catch, but they give you double the coins. A normal yellow fish gives you 4, and a gray one gives you 8. However, if there are like 3 yellow fish around and like this one gray fish, just get those 3 yellow fish and don't go for the gray fish, because half the time they don't bite, but we know a secret on how to get them to bite no matter what. You have to hold it still, and then they come to you. If you don't, they'll pass underneath, but in this case, you can still get them. Jet down your line so it hits them square in the mouth, and then they have to bite. So you can pretty much get a gray fish every time now, and it is a great new improvement of the game.
Let's get into the new sports catalog. Well, on the first page, you've got a red soccer jersey and a blue soccer jersey. They look cool, but actually, if you try them on, it makes your penguin look pretty big.
And fat. And they cost 600 coins. And they're an all-over suit, so you can't wear anything else. But there is a secret. In the tennis racket, a new item too, if you click on the net part of the tennis racket, you get the orange football helmet.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you're a football fan like Green Bay or some team like that, you might want to get it. Otherwise, there's just the blue and red one on the other page. There's the blue and red football jersey. And then you've got like the pink ball cap and then the green one, just the regular stuff. And then you've got the fishing lure. Now, then on the next page, you got the flame surfboard and the daisy surfboard.
And there is a secret on this page. What you have to do is there's a penguin holding a flame surfboard. Click on the flame surfboard, and it will turn into a daisy surfboard. Then hit the shell on the ground, then hit the starfish on the ground, and you'll get the new silver surfboard.
Yeah, it's like a special secret, pretty hard to get, because there's all sorts of stuff to click on. And it's got a nice color, 800 coins, which is a lot. But
it's really exclusive. I mean, I've only seen maybe two people in Club Penguin with these. And basically the wakeboards, nothing else new except these new sport furniture section. Completely out of this, they just brought back the old sport furniture, and that was about it. Treadmill, exercise ball, mats, and exercise bike.
And there's a new clothing catalog that's out. Not amazingly awesome, not terrible, but it's got one feature it's pretty nice. The necktie collection.
Every single tie that Club Penguin has ever made is now in this. And two new ones, the mullet necktie and the smiley face necktie. And they're all 125 coins each. It's pretty affordable and really cool. And they added a pink purse and a yellow sundress and a casual suit jacket and green rubber boots. So those are basically all the new things in the catalog. They brought back the messenger bag, overalls, and straw hat. And the only secret we could find is the Viking helmet is in the pot of gold on the St. Patrick's Day, man. And you click on it, close it, click on it, close it, click on it, close it, and then you get and click on it again. You get this blue Viking helmet, special blue Viking helmet. It's always in the catalog, but there is no gold Viking helmet. That was only around for a few months. And the chocolate bunny ears, chocolate bunny costume, that isn't that cool, but...
But there is, like, a rescue squad penguin thing. It's just got, like, a regular helmet, but the jacket, I don't know, I mean, kind of looks cool.
They added this new section in the catalog called Penguins at Work, and last time they had, like, the coffee shop people, so... Every month they're going to have some new stuff. So go over to the clothing shop and check that new catalog out.
Now let's announce the winners of the clothing contest.
Well, after 2 or 3 months of contest submissions, we have finally decided the winners, and they were all great, but let's begin with the non-members section.
Yeah, we had a few good submissions, but our winner was Party Jock. Now, even though she didn't have a background, we loved her costume. And they had a great pin, which was like a jellyfish. Nice pin, and had like blue water wings, cool stuff. I liked it, so did Amelia.
And the only problem was no background, but that didn't really matter in this case, but it was tough to decide there. If she had just put on a background, that would have been a really good one.
We also had 033112, which had a nice outfit. I liked the background a lot, the Northern Lights one. He got the runner-up.
Yeah. So, runner-up and Party Jock, you guys email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. And you get to meet us on Club Penguin if you want. And you'll be on the front page of our site. We'll be adding a new place to the top bar there called Contest, where we'll have your picture for the winners.
Well, for the members, we had two sections. Wacky and creative. And for the wacky, in first place, we had Josh Penny 406. He had a crazy outfit, like a rock hopper jacket, maracas, rollerblades,
Santa beard,
pirate ship hat,
robot mask, and maracas. And then he had a bubble background with the gold pin. we just saw this at the beginning and we were like, this is the winner, because that just completely struck us. So email us if you won and we'll meet you on Club Penguin and put you on the site. And the runner-up, Anthon Pengo, for his complete green alien costume. He basically has last year's St. Patrick's Day hat, an elf costume, elf boots, a bell, and an alien mask, and the April Fool's Day pin from last year, which was a box. No background, though, which is, again, why he was runner-up. So, next time we have a clothing contest, make sure to put a background.
And the winners for creative section, well, first off, we had DS Penguin. Now, he entered about, like, 5 or 6 submissions, so we had to give him a placing in this. Good job, DS Penguin. The one that we nominated, though, is the, like, winter-themed one. He has a scarf, a jacket, glasses.
He's got the hoodie, and then he's got a winter background and an ice cube. So, really good job there, and DS Penguin winter-themed is the winner. And the runner-up would be PSBS for just sheer creativeness here, because he has a bubble background, teddy bear pin, which is really old, old blue sneakers, kind of Converse-looking, and then he's got the CP jacket and an electric guitar and then green glasses, and he's colored green.
Oh yeah, I like his head and the head area where he's got like a green hat, green body, and green glasses. I think it looks pretty cool. So, good job. Remember, you can meet us and email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com.
Now, since this is our 10th episode, we're going to look back at episode number 1. We released our very first episode on the 3rd of January last year, over a year ago. Episode 1 came out right after the 06 Penguin Party, and there's been a lot of changes. The look of our podcast has changed, we've gotten new sites, and in this episode we taught you how to get more coins on Jetpack and on Kart Surfer. We also talk about the Christmas Party, and we start up with the CP music and rumors. And that show only ran us 13 minutes, and now we're creating half an hour shows. We actually had a 45-minute show one. That was like episode 7 or something when we had Sarah. That was a long show. So let's fast forward to the 3rd of March.
Yeah, the 3rd of March was episode 5.
Yeah.
And we were getting along pretty well, you know, we were in our prime and everything. Welcome to another long episode. How long was this one again?
Like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, so
yeah. Before when we started out, we had, like, teens podcast, and then once we got in the 20s, started to get it long. But we were just going over stuff, new parties, stuff like that. Regular one.
And then it was a while until we did episode 7, which is where we announced the blog, which soon closed down. And that was when we had the special guest, Sarah, and from that, we kind of shut down. Then I released one on the 27th of May saying it would be out, the next episode would be out Sunday.
And that was just a music track of 21 Club Penguin songs. It was a pretty good podcast, but really, that meant it was the end for the Club Penguin podcast.
But then, Peter and I found out that, we could make a new site. I'd just gotten a new software to make the new site, and we decided to start up the podcast again because blog wasn't really hitting out, not that many people went to it, it was hard to do, so we decided to upgrade our site. We spent about a month making the site, and then we just put it up and we put episode 8 out. Episode 8 ran at 25 minutes.
Yeah, we came back all the way from 7 or 8 months. I mean, a total break. Emilio even said, sorry, bad news on the blog, no more podcasts. It's ended, and people, fans, were emailing us for months, but we decided to grant their wishes and came back.
The reason we shut down there for a bit is because Disney actually, like, tried to shut us down because of royalty fees when Disney bought them. So yeah, we're steadily paying Disney royalty fees, another reason why we need you to click on the ads on our site, because it takes a lot to run this podcast. And so the end point of this is, go back in our episodes. Listen to all the old episodes. These are great episodes, and half the stuff that we say on this has never expired. For example, like the reviews section, you can just go to that and learn all this new stuff. And listen to the special music episode. It's got 21 different Club Penguin music tracks. So, what we're basically saying is, thank you guys so much for giving us 10 great episodes, and we'll be releasing more steadily. Like we said earlier in the show, we announced a new page on our site, the poll page. This is one of the most highly visited pages on our site because it's really interactive and fun, and Peter is going to announce the winner of What is the Most Fun Game?
Yeah, our choices were Kart Surfer, Jetpack, Ice Fishing, Sledding, Java Catch, Aqua Grabber, Thin Ice, or four in a row. Well, we first started out, the number one place was Kart Surfer. 38%, 23 people out of 61 voted for that. I don't know, for me, personally, that's the funnest game, most fun game, but definitely the best coin consumer.
That's why I think all you guys voted on that, and in second place was Jetpack with 9 votes, and the rest were kind of in the 8-10%.
Aqua Grabber got 7 votes for 11%, but, you know, those games, Jetpack takes a long time, can get lots of coins, but definitely Kart Surfer can be fun, but definitely great for coins. Now, our second poll, which is the best igloo, double split, wide igloo, standard small, log cabin, snow globe, tent, or ice castle. Definitely, I agree with this totally. Double split wins it by a bunch.
By a landslide, 19 votes to 30. 63% of you guys voted, and the runner-up was ice castle. I personally think you guys voted well on these two.
Yeah, snow globe and wide igloo got nothing. I'm happy for that, because I don't see why you need a snow globe for your...
And like we said in the last special announcement that I made, I'll announce just this again, which puffle is the best? Blue, red, pink, yellow, green, black, or purple. And again, 90 votes for this. 38 people voted for yellow, winning 42%. And runner-up was black with 28 votes and 31%. The rest actually got below 10%. I guess you guys don't really like these puffles that much.
Yeah, I mean, I like the red.
Yeah, the red is my favorite.
The blue ones and stuff aren't that great. And probably maybe my favorite's the black, just because he's cool and everything. But I think because the yellow's the newest addition, you guys are really liking that. And we have other polls. Another one we had
is, what is the best party? And what is the best catalog? We're not going to announce this next week, because we want to save some for the new show. So, go there, vote, and your results will be announced on the next podcast. Now for some of your listener emails. Well, Cass Harding emailed us with a bunch of rumors, and he was the actual one who told us that the Viking helmet was in the pot of gold. So Peter's going to read these 4 rumors.
Rumor 1. You can fall through the dojo floor if you get enough penguins of one color in the center. Now, we're not positive if this works, but
it's a new thing compared to the iceberg, which we know is not true. So, several of you have emailed us about that. Not true. And you can get a prize if you get 50 penguins of the same color together.
I don't know if you can get 50 penguins in a room. You might be able to. I'm not positive. Could work. Might not. I'm not sure. Next one's you can dig through the sand and enter the interior of Rock Opera ship and get a starfish pin. That could be true, we're not sure.
And you can tip the lighthouse.
He's seen one penguin talking about this. I mean, all great rumors, but they're like the iceberg. I don't know if Club Penguin allows this stuff. It may not, we're not positive.
And Josh Penny, the winner of the clothing contest, emailed us, and he was the one who told us that he got a 420 coins on ice fishing, and he's also the one that told us it's only for non-members.
That's the end of today's show. Here's some Club Penguin bloopers and music.
Yeah, we're going to give you some latest music from Club Penguin, one track from the April Fool's party, and we're going to have several bloopers for the 10th anniversary that happened to us on this show. So, thanks for listening, and until next time, waddle on!
And here's three bloopers from various places from today's show.
See the penguin holding the flaming surfboard. Click it, it turns to Daisy. Then click the gray shell next to him and you get the secret wait a sec. Holy crap, what happened? And then you, you do? You click this, then you click this, and you get the surfboard.
So the new catalog of the stage is pretty nice. I mean, there's a,
And someone just farted in Club Penguin. And the biggest piece of news is that
Rockhopper ship has been rebuilt
completely from the bottom up. The bottom was my favorite part.